Here I will present short teardown of an old Sattuner Catherine, model Innovatron UFD 41260211, and then I will try to show the operation of some more interesting parts from inside and discuss their use in DIY projects. I will try to get running here, among others, RF modulator, ALPS, the AV switch, TDA8440, used to switch between two PAL signals, and the RGB to PAL MC1377 converter. I will also look at the standard switching power supply from the inside. I'm going to use an Arduino Nano for the sake of the presentation. Tuner Catherine Innovatron, I've scored this little tuner in a very bad condition. We can clearly see it after removing the casing. On the back we have a lot of connectors, two SCART, input and output, TV antenna input and its output, and channel adjustment from 40 to 49 for the modulated signal, stereo speaker connectors, SVHS connector, and of course also a connector for satellite signal. On the case, there is information about the supported standard D2 MAC Eurocrypt PAL satellite receiver. D2 MAC is a satellite TV signal transmission standard, improved by the DMAC version, whose bandwidth is about half that of D1 MAC, and the bandwidth is 10.125 megabits per second. The tuner cable is cut, which means that the previous owner did not plan to use it anymore. Bottom and top. You will need a Torx screwdriver to get inside. First, look inside. After opening the case, we can see a very bad condition of the hardware and electronics. The front panel is held only by the hooks. You can easily remove the PCB. The equipment shows signs of life. However, the corrosion was so advanced that the tactile switch itself escaped from the PCB. Can anything inside still work and be useful? Quick overview of PCBs and ICs from inside. Let's look at the plate, PSU section. The power supply is based on TEA 2018A. Switching is done on one NPN transistor, flyback topology, BUT11AF. Feedback is taken from the secondary side through the CNX72A optocoupler. In addition to the power supply, there are quite a lot of circuits here. I will try to briefly mention most of them. The ADC31 immediately caught my eye, along with the memory next to it. ADC31BH-3, 16P, Intel 1980 Philips, 8-bit microcontroller, described as 128/256-byte RAM, ROMless, low voltage, 2.7 volts to 5.5 volts, 33 MHz. ROMless because the ROM is next door. Of course, there is more memory on the board. There is also a typically small EEPROM for I2C, X2404P, NMOS digital IC, 4K-bit. The node itself, as you can see, is quite old. And yet the pinout is consistent with what is now on sale, although instead of WP, we have a test pin. There are also a lot of 74HC series chips, example 2PC74HC02T, 74HC02, i.e. NOR gates made in CMOS technology. Subsequent layouts, 74HC573 in SO20, i.e. 8D flip-flops with 3-state output. Next to it is HC374, also SO20, also a D-type flip-flop. Then PC74HC74T, another flip-flop. More precisely, 2D-type flip-flops, and LM324, an operational amplifier, more precisely 4-in-1 housing. 2-digit 7-segment display, LN524GA-DP. DP in the name means dot point, i.e. a display with a dot. Next we have some more chips dedicated to video processing. DMA2271 and DMA2275 are part of the Digit 2000 system. This system decoded the signal in the CDD2MAC standards to RGB. Below is a simplified block diagram of the decoder, the internal diagram of the DMA2271 itself. The RGB itself generated by this system is further processed and converted to PAL, or NTSC, on MC1377, I will devote a separate paragraph to it. There are also other FM systems in the area. MC1496P, balanced modulator, demodulator in DIP14 package, second PCB. Here you can see NE612, equivalent to SA612. Radio signal processing system consists of an oscillator and a mixer. TSA6057, frequency synthesis system from PLL to I2C. NE572, electronic gain control system, two channel. HEF4053, analog SPDT switch. LM311M, voltage comparator. I think that's enough. There are still some undiscussed elements on the PCB, but they are rather less interesting than these. Reusing the power supply. The power supply, as